Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Sudanese Civil War, because when I'm denouncing genocide in Gaza, people often say, well, why do you talk about the Sudanese Civil War where even more people have been killed? So I'm doing it. Now, why don't I talk about it more? And partly it's not very much reported, so there's not as much publicly available information on it. Other things, the government or the United Kingdom, a government of one of the sovereign states to which I belong, is in no wise complicit, and indeed has sanctioned various people, organizations in Sudan for this, has belatedly sanctioned a few people in Israel for this, and is not providing the weapons with which the massacres are perpetrated. Right, and the European Union has done so likewise. Republic of Ireland, we do it via the EU. What else? Whereas the United Kingdom is furnishing the weapons with which the murders were perpetrated in Gaza and so on, and was providing diplomatic support, moral, rhetorical support for the state of Israel. But now, although more people have been killed in Sudan, that's partly because the population is much, much bigger. The population of Gaza is only about 2 million, and Sudan, I'm just trying to think, is it 70 million? Is it more? I should know. So I don't want to go about too much into it, but Sudan is, methinks, the second largest country in African area. Obviously, South Sudan seceded in 2011, the newest sovereign state in the world. But Sudan is a Sunni Muslim country. Almost everybody in Sudan is Sunni Muslim. Arabic is the official language. They use English a bit as well. But there are obviously there are other indigenous African languages. But this is a power struggle and an inter-ethnic struggle. It's not really a religious one, as there's Sunni Muslims on both sides, and it's not secularism against fundamentalism. So it's the military coup capital of the world. So hundreds of thousands of people have been killed since this began 2 years ago. Now, Sudan has been a military regime almost into its entire independent history since 1956, and the two groups battling out, the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces. So the rapid support forces, RSF, they were founded by the Sudanese government as a paramilitary organization. They weren't fully under the command of the army. They were a ragtag to some extent. They didn't always wear proper uniforms and so forth. I don't want to go into the background of the background, but I remember the Darfur genocide around about 2008, and there was denunciation of that, but nothing was done about it. The United Nations didn't take firm action about it. So people don't talk about it simply because it's not reported very much. And this is a country which doesn't issue visas very easily, is enormous in area. A lot of the fighting is taking it in inhospitable remote areas. They're not good roads or railways. Western journalists, most being white, stand out like a sore thumb. They're not as many people can speak English, and. And it's a very underdeveloped country, unlike Gaza. At least some people had phones to send some images out, some information out, and there's still considerable illiteracy. So it's just more difficult to report on. This has a Sudanese government and tried to keep out foreign journalists largely, yes, just as Israel's trying to cover up its crimes by not allowing international journalists into Gaza. Okay, so there's terrible instability, and the two groups are battling it out, including Khartoum, the capital of the country. Khartoum meaning elephant's trunk in Arabic, where the White Nile and the Blue Nile meet. So people have been directly killed and shot, blown up. People have died from starvation, from disease. But do people die from disease anyway? That's a natural death. Yes, but if you cut them off from medication or health care, then their people who would otherwise be saved are going to die. In sanitation caused by it, the lack of shelter, being in the punishingly harsh sunlight as well, is only going to aggravate medical problems. So it is a humanitarian crisis. There's famine in North Darfur, and there's been a large-scale rape as well. So it's been horrific. Potable water has been cut off from people. So sanctions imposed by Canada and the United States as well on both sides. So goodness, and much of the fighting is going to be Darfur. And the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces, they were the ones, sometimes known as the Janjaweed militia, that perpetrated many of the massacres there in about 2008 against some of the indigenous ethnic minorities, like the Zahrawa people. The Zahrawa, they spill over the border into Chad, because of course these colonial era borders, drawn by the United Kingdom of France and others at the Congress of Berlin, 1885, were drawn without regard to the ethnography of the country, to the wishes of the inhabitants. But that was the norm in Europe, likewise the creation of Belgium and other places. So the border bisects the Zaghawa homeland, and indeed President Deby of Chad, he is Zaghawa, and so was his late father, obviously Idris Deby. Right, so it's partly this tribal animus, and the vendettas go on there for generations. So yes, it's horrific, and so many people have been killed. This is ethnic cleansing. People are quite open. The other group will be kicked out. Our group will take over this land. This is a good thing, just like Israel on the West Bank with armed robbery. Now, Russia is behind this to a large extent. Russia signed a treaty to get a port on the Red Sea coast of Sudan. Well, they're only coast, and indeed providing a military aid to the Sudanese. The Wagner group was there. You know, the late and lamented Yevgeny Prigozhin's his private army, that mercenary group. By the way, mercenary activity is illegal in Russia, but it doesn't stop it happening. This is a country where the government will openly violate its own law on a huge scale every single day. So they were going over there. They were fighting for a lot of money, access to resources and so on, and also to wean Sudan away from the Western orbit. Now, they weren't exactly an American ally, but could they have been persuaded to be like at least neutral or cooperative? No, but they were very much denounced by the United States and various Western countries for their appalling human rights record. So this is part of the global South, where there is some hostility towards the West, partly memories of the British era and so on. Sudan's got a complicated relationship with its neighbor, Egypt, which was the colonial metropole for a long time. There was intra-African imperialism as well, because Egypt conquered Sudan all the way down to Uganda, which they used to call Equatoria. And obviously, then General Charles Gordon, Chinese Gordon, came in as Sirdar of the Egyptian army and defeated the Mahdi and so on, brought back Egyptian rule and abolished servitude. Goodness, so slavery is back in all but official designation these days in Sudan. I don't know what the solution is. As an internal conflict, could the United Nations intervene? Well, that would be very difficult, probably vetoed by Russia and China, and they're obviously speaking up for this extremely cruel and tyrannical regime. Six of one, half dozen the other. I don't have a favorite in this fight. There are no good guys. I mean, what do you do if you're Sudanese? Might join one side or other just to survive. The only way to get fed, try and get out, live as a refugee in abject impecuniosity in an adjacent country, or they might try and go all the way to a richer country. So it's going on, and it doesn't appear to be any end in sight. And there's a considerable foreign involvement. And the Chadians are not happy about it. And obviously, some of these Zaghawa have come to Chad, and some Chadians are inside of these in the RSF or the SAF, and by the way, not the Zaghawa ones and so on. So China is providing a lot of the weapons with which the war is fought and so forth. Okay, it's spilled over into Eritrea and Ethiopia. Now, Iran has difficulty making money, has sold weapons to both sides. The Sudanese government has claimed that President William Ruto of Kenya is helping the RSF. So goodness. Saudi Arabia has tried to negotiate peace, but that's not it. But the Saudi Arabian government is sympathetic to the SAF, and the Sudanese armed forces, they are the official government of Sudan and so on. It's said that Turkey supplied weapons to both sides, and it's suspected that even Ukraine has intervened, drone strikes against Wagner Group, because if Russia can internationalize the Russo-Ukrainian war, so from Ukraine. And every Russian mercenary is killed in Sudan is one who can't then fight in Ukraine. Well, what do you think? I mean, there are no easy solutions. This is just scratching the surface. An incredibly complicated and seemingly intractable problem. Reminds me how lucky I am to live in peace. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.